Psychological insight runs in Esther Freud's family. Her great-grandfather was Sigmund Freud. Her first novel, Hideous Kinky, was praised for its perceptive portrait of an English family living in North Africa. In her new novel, Peerless Flats, Freud turns her attention to the situation of a young girl with high hopes growing up in a depressed area of London. Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Reading Peerless Flats is a good antidote to all this baffling nostalgia for the 1970s that's in the air. The characters in this novel rudely remind us that platform shoes were not only worn for disco dancing, but also for trudging the pavement, looking for work. Peerless Flats is set in London during the late 1970s. It was a grim time. Sid Vicious had shoved Tom Jones off the pop charts, and England's economy was recoiling in horror. When the novel opens, 16-year-old Lisa has just moved into a crummy council flat along with her mother and little brother Max, who's a budding sociopath. Lisa's older sister Ruby lives nearby with her drug dealer boyfriend. Ruby is a charming punk who wears Doc Martens, cropped hair, and a carpe diem attitude. In contrast, Lisa is timid. She's afraid that if she walks too close to the high-rise housing project, she'll be killed by falling garbage. She's also terrified that somebody's going to spike her food with LSD. To escape herself, Lisa is studying to be an actress. But since she's neither beautiful nor talented, her prospects look bleak. At one point, Lisa says she feels like a piece of seaweed ready to be washed away. There's little reason to expect that the tide of her luck will turn. Peerless Flats reads like a trimmed-down descendant of those lush 19th-century novels about the working class, books like Hard Times, Mary Barton, and Felix Holt. But Dickens and company were always worried that if they wrote about working-class life the way it really was, dreary and backbreaking, no one would read their novels. So they always jazzed up their stories with inheritance plots and romances, and their main characters were always extraordinary. Author Esther Freud takes more risks in Peerless Flats. Nothing spectacular happens here, just a drug overdose and some fumbling sexual encounters. And Lisa, who's the responsible caretaker of her family, is hardly a smashing heroine. But Freud describes her neurotic behavior with such sympathetic precision that Lisa becomes fascinating to watch. Sections of Peerless Flats read like some of Esther Freud's great-grandfather's less sensational case studies. Here's a description of Lisa, ever wary of random LSD poisoning, preparing to eat dinner. Lisa was about to sit down when she realized how desperately she needed to pee. She leapt up to dash to the toilet, but as she moved away, her eye was caught by the vulnerable leaves of her salad. And without allowing herself to contemplate the implications of her behavior, she loaded the dishes onto a tray and carried it through to the toilet, where she positioned it in such a way she could keep her eye on it at all times. Lisa, a budding anorexic, ends up throwing the meal away. At the end of the novel, Freud relents a bit and tosses Lisa a life preserver in the form of an application to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts. We all know Lisa is not going to get in, but the possibility makes us feel better about leaving her behind.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Peerless Flats by Esther Freud.